Now, we're going to go to the text. Again, the theme is wisdom and bread. And then, in the gospel, wisdom and bread. Wisdom is bread, and bread is wisdom, because they're Jesus Christ. And that's the deep meaning of the Eucharist. And I have some remarkable texts of St. Thomas saying, how ready we have to be to receive that Eucharist. Oh, we walk up the aisle, we're looking around who's wearing what, we're doing whatever, and we're going to receive the Word of God in flesh. Duh, we're done. That's why receiving the Word of God enfleshed at the readings and the homily is to prepare us for this ineffable marriage in the wedding chamber between the Word and ourselves. He loves us that much. Okay, we'll start with the Book of Proverbs. Book of Proverbs, you know, starting really here in chapter 9, a new prologue, and it's all about chokmah, wisdom. And this text says, wisdom has built her house. She has set up her seven columns. She has prepared her meat, mixed her wine. Yes, she has spread her table. She has sent out her maidservants. She calls from the heights out over the city. Let whoever is naive, and that's the way they translate this, almost on, you know, ni piti. It means dumb, unexperienced, because obtuse. Not obtuse so much as unexperienced, that's all. You can be 90 and be unexperienced. So, whoever, I forgot how they translated it already, naive, well, that's out in a bit. Whoever, turn in here. To any who lack sense, I say, come, eat of my food. And again, you see, laku lachmu, see, belachmi, my lechem. Now, lechem is a word for food, but it's the word for bread, bet lechem. When the Arab people, in their language, you see, are trying to collect money for the poor, you see, they say, all they have to eat is lachem. Well, lachem is bread, but in Arabic it means food. So, he's kind of playing on words. You didn't need to know that, but now you do. Let whoever is naive come in any like, eat of my food and drink of my wine, forsake foolishness, you see? And this, that's the word, the pitayim. To this day, when something's going funny, you say, ma pito, what a stupidity, this whatever, what's going on here, ma pito. And so, but it's from way back, advance in the way of understanding, bederek bina. Bina comes from the word discern, bin, cut between. In other words, grow up. Grow up in Christ. You see? Let this wisdom take over. And so, this is the text. Now, in the inspired text, as it was in the, before it was taken up into the mystery of Christ in this profound way, we have it's wisdom. Wisdom is one of those words, along with word, that somehow in the Old Testament seems at times to share God's identity. It's like, it's the footprint of the Word. Until the Word becomes incarnate, we don't see that within God Himself is abundance. But, so this text is like that, okay? And so, we just read it. I want to read for you some of it's amazing to see this interpenetration of understanding all these mystics have. And we got the Eucharist and the Bible, and sometimes I pay attention to the Bible, I hardly ever read it. Eucharist. And listen, this is St. Leo the Great. It was the Holy Spirit that gave fecundity to the Virgin. but it was from a body that a real body was derived. And when wisdom was building herself a home, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That's wisdom building his home. That is, in that flesh which he assumed from a human being and which he animated with the spirit of rational life. That's how he understands this text from Proverbs. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her beast. He says, well, of course, wisdom built her house in the womb of the virgin. That's where he built his house, her house. Okay. Again, from Leo, he's good at this because that was his gift to protect the reality of the incarnation as Pope Leo the Great. We are his flesh, the flesh that had been taken up from the virgin's womb. If this flesh had not been taken from ours, that is, had it not been truly human, the Word made flesh would not have dwelt among us. He did, in fact, dwell among us. However, for he made the nature of our body his own, wisdom built itself a house. You see how they get it from this text, which is our reading? Proverbs. Wisdom, lady wisdom, male wisdom, wisdom. See, as our text says, see, built her house. And now she invites all the simple, come, get wise by feeding on my flesh. Okay? The fact that he had taken it on has been made clear when it was said, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now, I want to... another text, wisdom, same text, built herself a house. This is Didymus the blind. Can you imagine? This great scholar was blind. He had to memorize everything. And he's one of the great doctors of the Eastern Church. This is what he says. The same food is called meat, bread, milk, and wine. However, fools say that they take it as simply bread and mixed wine. If they were really taken in that manner, how would we interpret the words, so men ate the bread of angels? Now, bread, in quotes, it seems to me, should be understood as the firm commandments of God, and wine as the knowledge of God, through meditation on Holy Scripture. Similarly also, the knowledge of his divine body and his precious blood. You see how they are? Their minds are so full of the presence of God. Do you see what he's saying? The bread and wine that wisdom sets forth. Well, of course, that's Christ setting forth the bread and wine. But, you see, it's first that bread, that stuff, is knowing the words of God, knowing the commandments of God. And the wine is the knowledge of God, the living knowledge of God. That's the bread and wine. But, of course, it is as well his divine body and his precious blood. Now, what kind of a mind do you have when it's so delightfully enlightened by God that you can see all this as one? And that the Church can put this text from Proverbs down to prepare us to understand John 6 again. And today, the core text in John 6, 51 to 58. And it's so beautiful. I'm trying to find a couple of more. This is from this book, which is a collection of the sayings of the fathers of the Church on every book, every text of the Bible. It's beautiful. It's called Ancient Christian Commentary on Scripture. Here's St. Ambrose, who's got a great... This is the one who converted St. Augustine. Because when Ambrose expounded the scriptures, before he met Ambrose, Augustine, the Manichaean, took a look at the scriptures. Now, he's a rhetorician. Well, you just have to read his own writings in Latin to see that. But you know what he says about the first time he read scripture? I found their style trivialis et sordidus, lightweight and not so hot. But then when Ambrose opened them up for him, you see? So, this is Ambrose on this same text. Come, eat my bread and drink my wine, which I have mingled for you. Do you find delight in songs which charm the banqueter? Listen to the voice of the church. Let the church sing, who exalts us, not only in canticles, but in the canticle of canticles. Eat, O friends, and drink, and be inebriated, my brethren. You know, and he's quoting the Song of Songs. But this inebriation makes people sober. This inebriation is one of grace, not of intoxication. What a gift, you see, wisdom is. And it's our very food, because it's Jesus Christ. He's our wisdom, our life. And he just heard all these texts. By his flesh I understand the word of God. By the word of God, I understand his flesh. We feed, you see, on this word of God. I'll give you one more, and then I'm going to hurry to the psalm. Again, this is Ambrose. And so he comes, whether you eat or drink, if you call upon Christ, he is present, saying, come, eat of my bread and drink of my wine. Now it's Lady Wisdom is Christ, you see. Even if you are asleep, he is knocking at the door. He comes, I say, frequently and reaches in through the window, which is an allusion to the Song of Song. Frequently, but not always and not to everyone, he comes to that soul which can say, at night I have put off my garment. For in this night of the world, the garment of corporeal life is the first to be taken off, as the Lord divested himself in his flesh, that for you he might triumph over the dominion and powers of the world. He divested himself of his flesh, then he took it up again, radiant with the beauty and fire of the Holy Spirit, so that he can feed us until he comes back. Well, what feeds us? The Word of God. The Word of God in human words, and the Word of God in human flesh, which we receive in the Eucharist. I hope you see the interpenetration, the delight of these great mystics of the early church teaching us. See? And so, the psalm that we have is Psalm 34. And so it goes, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall always be in my mouth. My soul will glory in the Lord. Do you see how the psalm is trying to help us praise God for what we just heard in the book of Proverbs about wisdom, herself, himself, preparing bread and wine for us? You see? My soul will glory in the Lord. Let the poor hear and be glad. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, delivered me from all my fears. That's a promise. When we're afraid, go to the Lord and seek him. Say, Lord, I'm scared to death. Stock market's going to crash, and I'm going to be broke and not be able to feed my family, whatever. Go to the Lord, you see, and be strengthened. Not that you won't suffer, but you won't suffer alone. Look to him and be radiant, that your faces may not blush for shame. This poor one, Ze Ani Kara, this one called out, and Adonai heard, and from all his distress he saved him. And you see, that's how wisdom builds her house and invites us in, so that we can feed on wisdom in her house, which is the body of Christ.